Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you listen to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it.
Stayolday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
Doing this podcast is great, but I like live events even better. So I'm doing a live event this Thursday. Yes, this Thursday, August 15th, 2019. The good news for all of you is, no matter where you are, it's going to be online so everyone can attend. This event is targeted specifically to all salespeople, freelancers, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, anyone who has the opportunity to set your own price. Would you like to increase your fees, increase the prices that you're getting, stop negotiating on price, stop lowering your price because you're dealing with people who won't pay you or don't have the money, or stop thinking that you're not worth charging more fees and stop presenting yourself that way so you can actually charge more and actually get it? That's what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to teach you a new method for increasing your consulting and freelancing fees by 220% or more. And you don't need to become famous. You don't need to put out 1,000 episodes of a podcast, and you don't need to write a best-selling book. That is going to be this Thursday online. It is a completely free event done 100% by me, Dre Baldwin. All I need you to do is go to workonmygame.com/live, L-I-V-E, workonmygame.com/live. And you can register for this free online training happening this Thursday, August the 15th. Once again, that is workonmygame.com/live, L-I-V-E, for a live event happening online. You don't need to travel. You don't need a plane ticket. You don't need to get a hotel room. All you need to do is turn on your computer, and you will be live with me on this Thursday, August the 15th, 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. That is workonmygame.com/live. Be there. Wouldn't it be great to be so personally driven that you inspired other people to action even when you weren't that motivated on your own? You can do so by reading my book, The Mirror of Motivation. I've already purchased a bunch of copies that I'm going to give away for free to you, shipping them worldwide. All I need you to do is go to workonmygame.com/motivation and tell me where to ship the book. Again, that's my book, The Mirror of Motivation, The Self-Guide to Self-Discipline. I am shipping free physical copies worldwide. I paid for the book already. You take care of the shipping. Tell me where to ship it. Go to workonmygame.com/motivation. Tell us where to send your book, and I'm sending you one now. Available while supplies last. That's workonmygame.com/motivation. The only show out that is better than this one is the next episode of this podcast. This is the show where you get the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is the go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is your power. Don't give it all back. And yes, you already have power. I mean, every one of us was born fully powerful to be who we wanted to be, to think how we wanted to think, to live how we wanted to live. Now, at the moment of birth, we weren't able to do this. We didn't have power to do much of anything. We didn't really know how to think. We didn't know anything. We had to learn some things. We were dependent on other people, but we had the potential to become exactly what we wanted to become once we decided what that want to become was. But we spend a lot of our lives giving a whole lot of that power back. In today's episode, I want to help you with some principles, some strategies, some things that you can think about on how you can take that power back that maybe you have given away, or maybe you still have, but you've been neglecting to utilize. Now, in certain areas of life, such as a boxing match, figure skating competition, a job interview, a lot of things come down to people's subjective opinions, right, of other people. They get determined whether you win or lose, or you pass or fail in some situations in life. And some of those are inevitable, depending on your chosen path. it will be like this and you're going to have to live with it. The fact that somebody else gets to decide whether you're in or you're out. Now, in these cases, the decision makers or the judges or the voters, they have some power over your outcomes, maybe a whole lot of power over your outcomes. But my argument today is don't allow too much of your life to be structured in this way with others having the power to decide your outcomes, because when that happens, you don't have the power for yourself. I'd rather you keep the power for you and you decide what the outcome is going to be. You decide how things are going to go. And if you decide to put yourself in one of those positions, such as a job interview, you decide to be a figure skater or a boxer or anywhere else where a subjective opinion determines whether you're in or out, whether you win or lose, whether you get the pass go or you got to go directly to jail. You're doing it because you chose to. You're doing it out of your power, and you also are maintaining your power to walk away from that situation if and when you decide to do so. So let's get right into it. Point number one, today's topic, once again, is your power. Do not give it all back or just use it if you haven't been using it. First point is to be self-contained. Now, this one is especially poignant for people in the entrepreneurship world. Being self-contained. I talked about this. I went deep on this in an episode where I talked about how much the social media matter to your business. And we'll come back to that in a moment. But being self-contained, in other words, means have as much of your success and happiness and fulfillment, which none of these have anything to do with business or money or anything material, have as much of it depend on you as humanly possible. I'm going to say that point one more time. Because it doesn't matter what you do for a living, what you've chosen to do, what you're thinking about doing, or maybe you decide to do nothing. This point applies to everyone. That's why it's the first point. Have as much of your success, however you define these phrases, success, happiness, and fulfillment, depend on you as humanly possible, as opposed to depending on a significant other, your parents, your kids, your boss, your customers, your audience. Anything else that you put a whole lot of stock into their opinions or their decisions or whether they do something, whether they don't do something. Put as much of it on you as possible. Ideally, 100%. And yes, 100% of your happiness, fulfillment, and success should be dependent on how you feel and what you do, not on how anyone else feels and what everybody else does. Understand that every variable that you allow to be involved and your happiness, fulfillment, and personal success, that's power that you're giving away. So if 10% of your happiness is based on how your boss feels or whether you get this job or not, or how many subscribers you have to your email list, that's a variable that could be going well for you this year, may not go so well for you next year. Now you're giving that power away. You're giving that power away to the audience, giving that power away to your supervisor, giving that power away to your spouse. Don't give your power away, because when you give it away, you may not give it back. Now, this idea of being self-contained, it's seeded from my experiences in the business world. And it relates directly to, as I mentioned, episode number 1114, which is how much does social media matter to or for your business? The more of your success that is tied up in any middleman's cooperation. And when I say middleman, I don't necessarily mean a person that you had to go through in order to get something done. A middleman can be what Facebook decides to do with their algorithm. If your success is based on how well your business does and your business is based on how well your Facebook ads perform, the whole idea is a middleman. That whole concept is a middleman, because you don't feel successful unless you're making a certain number of leads every week. And your business is based on running those Facebook ads to get to the leads. So that whole concept is the middleman. If your happiness is based on how your spouse is feeling after a long day at work, and when they have a bad day, you end up having a bad day, your spouse's energy is a middleman to your success. If your personal fulfillment is based on how many widgets you sell of your new product that you put out last week, and your customers decide that they don't want to buy it, so you feel like shit because your product's not selling, then the fact that you allow that to determine your personal fulfillment is a middleman. So you understand a middleman is not just a person. It could be an idea, it could be a circumstance, and it could be a human being. And it could be a thought that's going on in your mind. The more of your success, happiness, or fulfillment that is tied up in a middleman's cooperation, meaning however they go, you go, the less self-contained you are. And when your self-containment gets down to zero, then you might as well just be a feather blowing around in the air, whichever way the wind blows, you go. The power that you have are the ideas, your personal ideas, desires, and independence in expressing and pursuing those ideas, desires, ideas and desires. The more that independence that you trade for safety, if you can, whatever you consider safety, or the help of someone else, or approval or inclusion, one day, even though it may be working in whatever way you describe working for you right now, one day you're going to realize that you don't have much say in your own life. And that's not going to be a good day, because all of your, again, these three phrases, these three things, success, happiness, and fulfillment, if they're based on someone else's say, someone else's opinion, someone else's actions, or lack of any of the above, whenever those don't go the way that you want to, or the combinations are not working, this middleman thought this way, so the other middleman didn't do the exact same thing, so now you got to disconnect. Things are going to kind of get out of control. At some point, you may just look at yourself in the mirror, look at your life, look at your business, and say, you know, I don't have any power right now. I'm completely powerless right now on my own life and my own business and my own mind. And that's not going to be a good day. So the point here is to be and remain as self-contained as possible. This does not mean, for those of you incapable of reading between the lines, this doesn't mean that you never cooperate with other people, or you don't build relationships with people, or you can't do business with Facebook. What I'm saying is your fulfillment and happiness and success should not be based on what anyone else does or says, or how a certain outcome goes that you don't have complete control over, because you can't control those things. I mean, you could plan for a picnic, but if it rains outside, does that mean your whole day goes to shit? That wouldn't be a good thing. All right, so maintain as much of that power as you can in your own mind. Point number two. And notice, actually, one more thing on point number one. Those three things, success, happiness, and fulfillment, are all mentally generated. You generate those in your mind. Those are not outcomes. All right, those are decisions. Point number two. Today's topic is your power. Do not give it all back. Or if you've already given it back or not used it, start actually using it. Point number two, decide what you want and how you want to go about it. Simple enough idea, right? The saying is, if you don't have a plan for your life, someone else will use you to accomplish their own plans. Now, I've heard people use that in a business context, but we don't have to be talking about business. But all of life is a business. People, you can use this in a life context. If you don't have a plan for your life, what you're going to do with yourself, somebody else who does have a plan for their life, well, they'll use you as a resource. They'll use your time, your energy, your knowledge, your attention, your focus, maybe even your money. They'll use you to accomplish their own goals, because you don't have any for yourself. Well, what else you got to be doing? You don't have no better plans. All right, just like Smokey said to Craig and Friday. Listen, it's Friday. You ain't got no job and you ain't got shit to do. You might as well just do what I want you to do. If you don't have a plan for yourself, somebody else is going to use you for theirs. In other words, what I'm saying to you here is be a decision maker for your own life, not a decision maker for other people. You don't have to be the head honcho in any group that you're in. You don't have to make yourself the leader of a team. You don't have to become the boss of your business or charitable organization or any of that. Just with you yourself, become a decision maker. When a traveling salesperson goes door to door and somebody answers you, what's the question that they usually ask? If they're not sure, what they say is, may I speak to the decision maker of the house? Or if you ever had those telemarketers call your phone back in the days of landline phones, when they could call your actual home phone and somebody answered the phone, usually they would start the conversation by asking something like that. May I speak to the decision maker of the house? Or may I speak to, they would ask some kind of question that makes it clear that they want to talk to the person who makes the decisions. Why is that? Because the person who makes the decision has the power. The decision maker has the power to buy the product that the telemarketer is selling. Decision maker who gets on the phone has the power to donate to the charity that the telemarketer is trying to get money for. We look for decision makers in life because we know they're the ones who can make change happen. If you want to make change happen in your life, the first step is you got to become the decision maker of the house, your own personal house. And if you've given your power away, you've stopped being self-contained, as we talked about in point number one, or you're not sure what you want to do with your life, you haven't made a decision about that, then it's going to be hard to make decisions about other things because you don't have a guiding principle. You don't have anything to follow. You don't have a North Star that's telling you what direction you're going in. Well, any decision could be the right one. So become the decision maker, because the decision maker is the one that we look to Decision maker is the person we listen to, and the decision maker is the person who has the power to make things happen. And I don't think anyone listening to this ever wants to feel like you don't have the power to make things happen in your own life. That's not a fun feeling. All right. It doesn't tickle, as we used to say. Point number three. Today's topic is your power. Do not give it all away. Or if you have it and haven't been using it, start utilizing it. It's not there just to collect dust. Point number three is to question things rather than just blindly and passively accepting them. You don't get the power to change things in life. You don't become a decision maker until or unless you are willing to question things. You can't change something. You wouldn't even want to change something if there wasn't a question that you wanted answered about that thing. If a situation was handed to you and you said to yourself, okay, this is cool, I'll just take it exactly as it is, you would never question it. You would never wonder about it. You wouldn't make any changes to it. And if that thing is not, that situation is not set up the way that you want it, now you just consigned yourself rather to a long period of things that you don't want, for lack of a better phrasing there. Don't just blindly and passively accept things. You got to be willing to question things to change things. And questioning doesn't necessarily mean that you'll make a change. Maybe you'll question something and just ask some questions so you can learn about it. And when you learn things, now you have power because now you have the knowledge. Now you have the information. And when you apply what you've learned, now you have even more power. Now you got that kinetic energy. The thing about questioning things, the reason why this is the third point, questioning things rather than just blindly and passively accepting them, is that many people hesitate to question things for the same reason that many people hesitate to approach things. People hesitate to question a circumstance or a situation or another person for the same reason we don't approach a circumstance or a situation or another person. And that reason is, well, what I used to think the reason was that people were afraid of confrontation. People were afraid of conflict. But that's actually not it, because most people don't even have that much experience with confrontation and conflict. The reason they don't have experience with it is because they always avoid it. And the reason they avoid it is not because they're afraid of it, because they don't even know what it's like to be afraid of it. They avoid it because people are afraid of the anticipation of the conflict, of the confrontation, of the conversation, of the unpleasant emotions that may be stirred up within you or within the person that you're going to have to deal with in questioning something. You don't question things because you think, you don't know, but you think that if you question something that somebody else is doing, that they're going to take it as a challenge, and then it's going to become an argument, or it's become a fight, or it's going to become a conflict between you and that person, when that's, we don't know what it's going to become because you haven't done it yet. Even if that's what they did last time, doesn't mean that's what they're going to do this time. Even though it may be a good chance that it happens that way, doesn't mean it's necessarily going to happen that way. But even if it does, question then for you is, see, we're talking about questioning things. What's more important to you, to avoid the conflict or to get this situation changed to your liking? And I want you to understand something. When I say getting the situation changed to your liking, there's no rule or law or anything that says that there has to be any area of your life that is not situated in the way that you want it to be. There's nothing written in stone, etched in stone anywhere in the world that says there have to be, you know, at least five things in your life that are not the way that you want them. You just have to learn to accept them. There's nowhere that's written. All right. I don't claim any religion, but any of you who does, I don't think there is any religious text that says there are some areas of your life you're just going to have to accept things are not the way that you want them to be. I don't think that exists anywhere. If it does, somebody can, you know, send me a screenshot of the passage. Let me see it. In other words, what I'm saying is, when things are not the way that you want them to be in any area of your life, it is your right to change those circumstances, change those people, change those ideas, change those energies, and get things the way that you want them to be, if you have the heart to do so. See, getting things changed the way that you want them to be in your life is not necessarily, actually, I won't take the necessarily out. It is not a matter of skill. Damn sure it's not a matter of skill or talent or resources or luck or any of that. It's a matter of how willing are you to address things in order to change them. That's really the biggest thing with most people, is that it's not that they can't change things. It's not that they are just stuck in a certain situation. It's not that they don't have the resources, time, money, attention, knowledge, energy, people. It's not, none of those things is the reason why many people, a high percentage of their lives, are situated in such a way that they don't even want them to be. It's because people never question them. People don't question things. People don't believe that they can change things. Therefore, they just accept them. They never question them. And then they live an unfulfilled, unhappy, unsuccessful life. Because they just aren't willing to question things. They just decided that this can't be questioned. Or even if I did question, there's nothing I can do about it. So I might as well not even answer the question. And that's pretty much it. It's pretty much a wrap from that point. Nothing else you can do. And again, even when you do question something, that doesn't necessarily mean you're about to change it. You can question something just to learn about it, just to find out what's going on. This is the type of conversationalist that I am. Anyone who's ever had a conversation with me, when I hear somebody declare something as truth, as if they know it, my favorite question is, how do you know? How do you know that that's true? And sometimes I hear people say things, especially these days, and especially somewhere on the internet. I don't do it on the internet. I do it only when I'm dealing with people in person. But people will declare things as truth when you're not sure they even know what they're talking about. So I ask people, how do you know that that's true? And there are some people out there, actually many people, who are so averse to conflict, so unused to being questioned when they say things, that they are almost offended when you ask them, how do they know something? Like, they're offended by the fact that they're being asked to support, give some supporting information as to why they know what they know, or at least what they claim to know. What they quote know, close quote. But listen, if you declare something to be true, you believe something to be true, you should be willing to stand on it, and you should be able to answer questions about it. If you don't, or if you can't, well, maybe you don't know what you think you know. But if you ask questions, then maybe you can learn. Maybe you'll get some new opinions and some new ideas if you are courageous enough to change your current opinions, courageous enough to change your beliefs when you get new information, which you should be doing. And I did an episode on that. You can see the archive of this podcast. You see what episode we're on, right? At dreallday.com/podcast. There's a lot that you may have missed if you're new to the show. But welcome. I'm glad you're here. Congratulate yourself. Let's recap today's topic as you do that. Today's topic, once again, is your power. Do not give it all back. Now, while there are some areas in life that are subjective, where people's opinions do determine whether you win or lose, pass or fail, some of those situations are inevitable. In these cases, the decision makers or the judges or the voters, they do have some power over your outcomes. My argument today is, don't let too much of your life be set up in this way, with others having the power to decide your outcomes, especially in your mind. I never allow anyone to have the power to decide how you feel. We'll go right into point number one, being self-contained. In other words, have as much of your success, happiness, and fulfillment depend on you as humanly possible. Those things are always dependent on you, whether you get the job or not, whether you get rich or go broke. You are always in complete control of how you measure your success, your happiness, and your fulfillment. Every variable that is involved, or every variable you allow to get involved, is power that you're giving away. Now, while this idea comes from business, it relates directly to episode number 1114. If you didn't listen to that, go listen to it in the Work on Your Game podcast archive. The more that your success is tied up in any middleman, the middleman can be a person, place, thing, circumstance, or idea, the less self-contained you are. The power that you have are your ideas, your desires, and your independence in expressing and pursuing them. Keep that independence as much as you can. Do not trade it in for anyone's help, approval, or inclusion, because one day you're going to realize you don't have much say in your own life, and that's not going to be a good day. Point number two, decide what you want and how you want to go about it. The saying is, if you don't have a plan for your life, somebody else will use you to accomplish their own plans. In other words, become a decision maker for your life. When a traveling salesperson or a telemarketer comes to your house or calls your house and knocks on your door, they ask, hey, can I speak to the decision maker? Why? Because the decision maker is a person with the power to do something different. Point number three, question things rather than just blindly and passively accepting things. You don't get the power to change things until or unless you are willing to question them. And you can't get new information if you're not willing to ask questions. So asking questions doesn't necessarily mean you're going to make a change, but you got to ask questions in order to make a change, because you got to ask yourself, what do I want this to be differently? Going back to being a decision maker and maintaining your power and not avoiding the possible conflict or the uncomfortable emotions that may arise from the fact that you challenged or questioned someone. If they're uncomfortable with it, so what? Would you rather keep them comfortable and not have what you want in life, or maybe let them deal with some temporary discomfort in order for you to have a life that you want. And there is nowhere, no religious text, nowhere is it etched in stone anywhere on this earth that says you can't have everything that you want exactly as you want it in life. But if you are unwilling to question and challenge things, it's guaranteed that'll never happen. Now, what's going on in the game group? In the personal development section, we go into these things. Discipline, confidence, mental toughness. You hear me talk about it every single day on this podcast. I have several masterclasses where we go into the mental game side of things, which if you're in the game group member portal, you can see that for yourself. And if there are any questions or certain topics on the mental game or anything that goes around today's episode, when it comes to questioning things, maintaining your power, being self-contained, whether that's personal or business, go ahead and leave that question in the game group forum. It may lead to a brand new episode of the Work on Your Game podcast. So again, that's the game group membership. You're not a member. That's at dreallday.com/game group. You heard about it. You know about it. You should be there. If you're not there, why not? Work on your game. Dreallday.com. You just listened to an entire episode of my podcast. If you've been getting value from this podcast, the 1,000+ episodes that I've been putting out, or this is just your first one, please go to Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review of my show. It helps me out. It helps the audience out so they know what kind of show this is before they listen to it, if they want to kind of get a taste for it before they commit to listening. And it lets me know that I'm giving value to you every single day on this podcast. So anywhere you can leave a review, please go leave a review. Thank you. I appreciate it a lot. I'll see you in tomorrow's episode. Work on your game.